at 8.
This is BBC Radio 3, and now it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Musu Mama was the founder of that band from Benin, Le Super Borgo de Paracou. He heard modern African music when he was working as a goldsmith in Ghana in the 1950s, and he returned home to Benin full of new ideas. And that comes from a compilation called The Bariba Sound. Hello from me, Fiona Talkington. Welcome to another Late Junction. Mississippi John Hurt and the Reverend Gary Davis were huge influences on Sonny McGrath. It's really hard to get hold of his recordings, and he spent years away from the studio, but playing again a few years ago, he recorded this, Train Z. ¶¶ Sonny McGrath and Train Z. I've been trying to get hold of some of his early LPs, but as yet, no luck. But I'm not giving up. The oud player Ahmad Al-Khatib met the percussionist Yusuf Habesh when he was a student in the Edward Said Conservatory in East Jerusalem, where Habesh was a teacher. Their shared love of rhythms and a real passion for expressing emotions in music come together in an album they've made called Sabil, On the Way. This is Khudni Ma'ak, Take Me Along. Thank you. That song was recorded in Greenland in 1914, sung by Ahlatar, who there was reflecting on the dangerous life in East Greenland, where he believed his arch enemy in the song contests had stolen the souls of four of his brothers and sisters. And before that, Ahmad al-Khatib and Yusuf Hebesh from their collaboration of music for oud and percussion. Carmen Sousa was born in Portugal to Cape Verdean parents. At home, they spoke Creole, Cape Verdean dialect and Portuguese, and their way of life was a cultural fusion of Africa, Brazil and Portugal. Her father was often away at sea for long periods of time, and the song she calls just Song for My Father.
Essa é a canção pra meu pai que o passado te viu dando mal. Na
sabor da queijo. Navio é da trabalha, viaja, da chora, saudade e voltar. Da luta, pão, viver. Mas sempre da voltar, cheio de alegria, apadão. Depois de um tempo na mar, minha pai. Lope fe foro, lope foro, lope fo fe fe boy.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine. The moon and stars will say you're mine. ever, never depart. Bamba do da dis baby dis that. No, Lily, for your love and your kiss, it's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile. I can smile because of you. Your love and your kiss. Be near you like this, and it's because of you. My life is now worthwhile, and I can smile. Papa, don't despair. Bamba do da bi da bi da na ba 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 za do bo zu ba ya bamba do cuz of you. That's the end.
Louis Armstrong and his orchestra recorded in 1951 in New York City, Because of You. And that's from a set I was telling you about yesterday, a Satchmo suitcase of 10 CDs and a gorgeous big glossy book I'm wading my way through. And a new CD from Carmen Sousa just before that, a Cape Verdean singer who was playing along with Theo Pascal there, Song for My Father. Attar Ebtekar, who is also known as Suteh, is an Iranian composer who's interested in developing electronic compositions using Persian traditional scales. This is one of his short pieces called Saint Humayun. Thank you. A rather sumptuous miserere by the 17th century composer Orazio Benevoli, who apparently wrote a 48-part mass for 12 separate choirs for the inauguration of Salzburg Cathedral. Plain chant before that, also performed by Le Concert Spirituel, and Persian electronica by Sute, the working name of Iranian-born Attar Ebtekar. And more from him later. Actually, it's something quite different. Two great classical Indian traditions come together next. Veena player Janti Kumaresh from the Carnatic tradition and sitar player Gaurav Mazumdar with a background in Hindustani music. And although this is a rag which originated in the south of India, it's now just as well known in the north, the rag Kalavati. It begins really gently and then it erupts with a real sense of fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rag Kalavati with Gaurav Mazumdar playing sitar, Jayanti Kumaresh on veena, Debashish Mukherjee on tabla and Satish Kumar on mridingam. And you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. We do love getting your emails about the music, late.junction@bbc.co.uk, and you'll find me on Twitter at Fiona Talkington. You may well have come across the new David Sylvian compilation of Victim of Stars, a 2-CD anthology, and it begins with Ghosts from the album Everything and Nothing from the year 2000.
When the room is quiet, the daylight almost gone, it seems there's something I should know. Well, I ought to leave, but the rain, it never stops, and I've no particular place to go. Just when I think I'm winning, when I've broken every door, the ghosts of my life grow wilder than before. Just when I thought I could not be stopped, when my chance came to be king, the ghosts of my life grow wilder than the wind. Once I was so sure, now the doubt inside my mind comes and goes but leads nowhere. Just when I think I'm winning, when I've broken every door, the ghosts of my life wilder than before. Just when I thought I could not be stopped, when my chance came to be king, the ghosts of my life were wilder than the wind. Chance came to begin, the ghosts of my life blow wilder than the
wind. Thank you. shall be called the murderer of his sister. Within one breath, his merit and his guilt. And whoever speaks of his guilt, and whoever speaks not of his merit, shall dwell where the dogs dwell. As a dog, and whoever speaks of his merit, and whoever speaks not of his guilt, he too shall dwell where the dogs dwell. Thank you.
from a debut album out last month from the tenor sax player Josh Arcolio, with Ivo Neame on piano, Callum Gourlay on bass and James Madron on drums. Intro to Beginnings, that was called. And it followed Jocelyn B. Smith, who was singing Heiner Goebel's setting of Heiner Müller's Dwell Where the Dogs Dwell. A couple of tracks from Hietel Huseber's very intimate and thoughtful album, Contradictions, which often feels like eavesdropping on someone's very private thoughts. And first of all, there, David Sylvian, a track from the year 2000 called Ghosts, which I was playing tonight from a new anthology of music by David called A Victim of Stars. Heiner Goebel's 60th birthday, by the way, is being celebrated from the 19th to the 23rd at Birmingham Conservatoire. There's a wide range of concerts and events, and you'll find full details on the Birmingham Conservatoire website. Now, here's a short lullaby. It's from Greenland, recorded in 1961 by the singer Olga Maratza.
Mama gai unni chagai gari rangani angi ungut. Kimmi gai pikki wari gai unni chagai gari rangani angi ungi. Atta ta 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 wa, atta, shhh. Kimmi gai unni chagai gari rangani angi ungi. Mama gai unni chagai gari rangani angi ungi.
Olga Maratza, the singer of that short lullaby from Greenland. Now, another track from the Satchmo's Suitcase. In Chicago in December 1928, Louis Armstrong recorded a piece called Muggles, which has got absolutely nothing to do with the Harry Potter use of the word. Joining him on the recording were Fred Robinson on trombone, Jimmy Strong on clarinet, Earl Hines on piano, Mansi Carr on banjo, and Zutty Singleton on drums. Thank you. A couple of tracks from Louis Armstrong there. First, Chicago in 1928 for Muggles. And then I couldn't resist playing you Knock in a Jug from New York City the following year, featuring Kaiser Marshall stealing the limelight on those drums, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Happy Caldwell on tenor sax, Joe Sullivan on piano, and Eddie Lang on guitar. Garth Knox describes his new CD, Saltarello, as a series of musical snapshots taken from nearly 1,000 years of music, each of his instruments playing their own part, fiddle, viola, viola d'amore, across traditional Baroque and contemporary music. A folk thread ends the album, paying homage to bagpipes, harp and fiddle, all united here with the medieval fiddle's rustic sounds. Thank you. Garth Knox playing fiddle, Sylvain Lemaître playing percussion, and a folk medley to end Garth's brand new CD, Saltarello. Three tunes there, Port Nabucchi, Chanter's Song and The Star of the County Down. Garth plays in the Connection series with Christian Vallumre and Carl Seglem in Oslo next week and at LSO St Luke's in London in July. I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with another piece from the Iranian electronics composer I played earlier on, Attar Ebtekar, also known as Suteh, and this piece is called Miniature Tone. Thanks for your company tonight. I hope you can join me again tomorrow night for Late Junction at 11 o'clock. Till then, good night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. A recent Mozart concert from Copenhagen provides the framework for this couple of hours. The Diamond Ensemble, with guest director violinist Nikolai Tsnyder, in performances of Mozart's magnificent Grand Partita. And here, first of all, a more intimate, inward-looking Mozart. It's the fourth of his string quintets, the one in G minor, and in a sense a forerunner of the great G minor symphony number 40. It's easy to overdo talk of dark things in Mozart, but there does seem something tragic about this piece. Even the minuet is a melancholy one. But it's the slow movement of the piece which speaks of the deepest things. There's nothing quite like it anywhere else in Mozart.
Thank you.